B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to start 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Beis, Omud Beis. And before we start the Gemara, let's just make a short introduction. Today we're going to learn about the halachas of Shchutei Chutz. We know that when a person is makdish an animal, he makes an animal a korban, there's a chiyuv to actually offer the korban in the Beis HaMikdash to bring it to the Azara, where it would be shechted and the blood would be applied to the Mizbeach, certain parts of the animal would be put on the Mizbeach, some parts of the animal would be eaten, either by the Kohanim or by the owners, all the halachas of korbonis. What happens if somebody shechts a korban outside the Azara? It's called Shchutei Chutz. So the Pasuk writes, Ish ish mi beis Yisroel ash yishchat shoyer oy kesev oy eiz b'machane oy ash yishchat michutz l'machane ve'el pesach oy el moyed lo yevi oy lehakriv korban l'ashem lifnei mishkan Hashem dom yechoshiv l'ishahu dom shofoch v'nichras o ishahu mekerev amoy. So we're going to learn a number of things from this psukim, but it's a chiyuv koros. If somebody shechts a korban that could have and should have been shechted in the Azara, and he shechts it outside, it's his chayiv koros for shchutei chutz. But there's a number of conditions. One of the conditions are that this animal that was shechted outside could actually have been shechted inside the Azara. If it's a korban, for whatever good or bad reason, could not have been shechted inside, then even though he was not allowed to shecht it outside, if he did, he won't be chayiv koros. And besides for that, not only does it have to be able to be shechted inside, it must be that one doesn't have to do an act in order to make the animal worthy of being shechted or fit for being shechted inside. If this animal could be shechted inside the Azara, but only after doing something else, then that's not called fit for being inside, and if it's shechted outside, he will not be chayev koros. Tanu Rabbonon, Shnei Seire Yoima Kippurim. We've been discussing at length the two goats. There were two goats, similar goats, that were brought to the Azara on Yom Kippur, and one of them was going to be shechted as a chatos apnimi that we've learnt about, whose blood would be sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal, and then there was the other goat that was going to be sent to the Azazel. How would they determine which goat was going to be which? There was the Goyrol, they made the lots, the Kohen Gadol would draw a lot, one would be Chatos Lashem, the other one would be Lazazel. What happens now if these two animals, or if any one of these two goats, were shechted outside the Azara? Are they chayev for Shchutei Chutz? Sheshochaton b'chutz. So the Braisa distinguishes as follows. In the event that they were shechted before they'd done the Goyrol, before it had been determined which of the goats was going to be Chatos Lashem, which one was going to be Lazazel, Chayev al Shneim. Then, since they are both fit to be in the to be shechted in the Azara, we'll soon see what that means. But since they are both fit to be shechted in the Azara, therefore is chayef if one shechts it outside the Azara. Mishehigril aleim. However, had they already done the Goyrol and already determined which one was going to be a chatas Hashem, which one was going to be la'azazil, then chayef al shel Hashem. He's chayef if he shechts the animal that was going to be a chatas Hashem, he shechts it outside. He's chayef for shchutei chutz. Upotur al shel azazil. However, the goat that's now been determined that is going to be sent to the Azazel is no longer fit to be shechted in the Azara, and therefore if it's shechted outside the Azara, he's not chayev for shchutei chutz. Ad shelo higril alem, chayev al shneem, lemay chozu. I don't understand, asks the Gemara. In the event that it's before the Goyrol, are either of them fit to be shechted in the Azara? They're both not fit to be shechted in the Azara because we first have to do the Goyrol to determine which one was going to be Chatos Lashem. And if they're both not fit to be shechted in the Azara, then you shouldn't be chayef for Shchutei Chutz on any of them. Omer of Chizda, and this is Rav Chizda, who we're going to be discussing at length in the coming Omid. Rav Chizda says, Hoyel. There's a concept of Hoyel since. Since what? Since these two goats, they're both chatos. They are called chatos. One is going to be a chatos apnimi that's going to be shechted in the Azara, the other one is going to go la'azazil. But on Yom Kippur, there's another chatos, that in the korban musaf of Yom Kippur, a goat was shechted as a korban chatos. And since either of these two goats could be shechted theoretically as a soyer anase bachutz, the soyer whose blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach in the Azorah outside, not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and not inside the Heichal. And since either of these goats could be fit, could be used for that Chatos, therefore they're fit to be in the, shechted in the Azorah. Since they're fit to be shechted in the Azorah, one is chayev for Shchutei Chutz. So asks the Gemara, U'mayishno l'soyer anase b'fnim deloy. Why didn't you answer that either of these goats theoretically could be fit to be shechted as the chatos hapnimis? Because on either of these goats, the goyrol could have determined chatos l'Hashem. Why do you, Rav Chisda, have to say, since either of these goats could have been a chatos for the korban musaf of Yom Kippur, why didn't you answer that either of them could potentially have been the chatos apnimis? Deloy, you didn't want to answer that, because indeed, that alone would not be enough to be chayev for shchutei chutz, de mechusar hagrola, because neither of them can be fit to be shechted as the chatos apnimis before the goyrol. And since it's missing the goyrol, then at this point, pre-goyrol, it's not considered ro'i lepesach oil moed, it's not considered that it's fit to be shechted in the Azorah as a chatos apnimis. However, to be shechted as a soyer anase b'chutz, to be shechted as the soyer for the Yom Kippur avodah for Musaf, that you don't need a goyrol for. And either of them theoretically or potentially are fit to be shechted as the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and therefore if you shecht them outside, you're chayev for shchutei chutz. But the Gemara says, "But the soyer anase b'chutz nami leichozi de mechusre avodas hayem." So in the same way as it's not yet fit, pre-goyrol, it's not fit to be a chatos hapnimis because the goyrol is missing, you still have to do something before it can be fit for the Azorah. Here too, regarding the korban musaf, you cannot just shecht it at this point inside the Azorah, because there's a number of things that have to happen before that. There's a seder, there's a sequence of avoid of Yom HaKippurim, and we're not yet up to the point where you're supposed to shecht the korban musaf. And since you're missing some other avodas before it, it's not yet fit to be shechted inside the Azorah, so you'll not be chayiv if you shecht it outside the Azorah. Answers the Gemara, Kasover of Chizda, Ein mechusar zman leboi bayim. There's a fundamental difference between the goyrol, which makes the goats fit to be shechted, lashem, as a chatos hapnimis, and the fact that the other avodas have to be done before the korban musaf, because the goyrol has to be done maybe not necessarily with and on the animal itself, but at least it's directly associated to the animal. This animal has to undergo goyrol, and therefore it's not yet fit to be put into the Azorah, as to be shechted in the Azorah as a chatos l'Hashem. However, regarding the soyer anase b'chutz, regarding the korban musaf, over there's nothing about this animal that's stopping it being a korban musaf. The only thing is that it's not yet time. If all that's missing is that it's not yet time to be done, because other things have to be done before it, but not to it, and not with it, just there's a sequence, that's not called mechusar, it's not called mechusar zman, that means prematurity, which is one of the issues we're going to learn about, but mechusar zman, if the animal is not yet fit because it's too early, that's not called, since it's the same day, we'll soon learn later a bit more about this, but since it's going to be shechted today, it's just not yet the time, because we have to do the other avodas first, that's not called unfit to be in the Azorah. And therefore, says Rav Chisda, since either of these two goats could have been shechted at the right time in the Azorah as a chatos of the Musaf, therefore, if they're shechted outside, it's chayev for shchutei chutz. However, the fact that they could be any one of them could be the chatos apnimis after goyrol, that would not make them chayev for shchutei chutz, because since the goyrol has to be done with these animals and on these animals, therefore, it's not yet considered fit to be chatos l'Hashem, and shechting outside, that would not be a reason to be chayev for shchutei chutz. Omer Ravina. Ravina is now taking what Rav Chisda said and is extending that, or he's implying from there another halacha. Hashda de Omer Rav Chisda, mechusar hagrolo, ke mechusar maise domi. Because as we said before, or we hinted to it before, that there's two types of mechusar maisa. There's two types of activities that could be missing, that since they are missing, it's not yet called fit to be in the Azara, to be shechted in the Azara. One is, were it an act that needs to be done with and on the animal in and of itself, there's something still has to be done, or even if something doesn't have to be done, for example, the goyrol, it doesn't have to be done on the animal itself. According to some opinions, you don't even have to put the lots onto the animals, you just have to draw the lots. However, since it's the halacha that to be a chatos, which is a chatos apnimius, to be that soyer, chatos lashem, you have to do goyrol, even though it's not done with the actual animal, it's still considered a mechusar maisa, and there's no chiyuv of shchutei chutz. If that's true, says Ravina, that mechusar hagrola, that just not having done the goyrol yet, is considered mechusar maisa, domi, it's compared, or it's considered that there's an activity, an act that's missing before this animal could be fit to be shechted in the Azara, then hada amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. A different halacha, Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel said, shlomim sheshochaton koidim sheniftachu dalseis haichol. This is a new halacha, that the pasuk says that v'somach yoda al reish karboni v'shochatoi u'shchotoi pesach oil moed v'zorku b'nei aron ha-koyanim misadom ala mizbeach soviv. There's a halacha when shechting the korban shlomim, it has to be pesach oil moed. The oil moed, which we know as the heichal, the doors of the heichal must be opened before you can shecht the korban shlomim. So Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel says, what happens if you shechted the shlomim in the Azara? We're not yet talking about shchutei chutz. If you shechted the shlomim inside the Azara, before the doors of the heichal were open, psulim they'll be pasul. Shenemar v'shochatoi u'shchotoi pesach oil moed. Bizman shu pasuach, you're only allowed to shecht that shlomim when the doors of the heichal are open. V'loi bizman shu nol, and not in the time when they are closed and locked. That was the halacha of Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. So Ravina says that now that we know that the korban shlomim needs to have the doors open, if so, what happens if you shecht the korban shlomim outside the Azara when the doors of the heichal are closed? So you can, then why should you be chayev for shchutei chutz? Because the shlomim is fit to be shechted inside. It's not fit to be shechted inside because the doors of the heichal are still closed. Shochaton b'chutz koydim sheniftachu dalseis heichal, says Ravina, will be potter. My tama mechusar psicha k'mechusar maisa domi. If you would have said that the only type of mechusar maisa, the only type of prevention, the only type of stage where an animal was considered not fit to be in the Azara is if something has to be done on the animal itself, only that's called unfit, but something that's done beside the animal is not considered unfit till it's done, then over here, opening the doors is not the animal itself. You don't do that with the animal. But once we say that mechusar hagrola, that just doing the goyrol is considered mechusar ma'isa, as Rav Chisda said, as we saw before, that Rav Chisda explained that it's only hoyl v'roi l'soira nase b'chutz, and he didn't say hoyl v'roi lio ischatos apnimis. If so, the same will be true regarding opening the doors of the Azara. That since the shlomim demands that the doors of the Not the doors of the Azara, doors of the Heichal. Since the Shlomim demands that the doors of the Heichal are open, all the while the doors of the Heichal are not open, the Shlomim is not fit to be shechted in the Azara. If he shechted outside the Azara, he'll not be chayav for shchutei chutz. That's what Ravina says, consequent to Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara. Umi is leil Rav Chisda hoyil. Does Rav Chisda hold of this concept of hoyil? Since, which means since this korban, even though it was separated and dedicated to be the chatos of the two he-goats, that one was going to be chatos apnimis, chatos lashem, the other one was going to be la'azazel, but since it could have been shechted as a chatos anase b'chutz, soyer anase b'chutz, for the musaf, since it could have been shechted for the musaf. And as far as the shechting for the musaf, it's not mechusar maisa, and therefore it's chayef v'shchutei chutz. Does Rav Chisda hold that way? We can ask a question from another Rav Chisda. Another statement of the same Rav Chisda. Pesach sheshochatoi b'chutz. And before we read this, let's just introduce what's going on here. We learned about this at length in Maseches Pesachim. If somebody separated a korban Pesach, then this is a korban Pesach. However, it can only be shechted as a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach at the designated time. However, if this korban Pesach is going to be shechted any other time besides for an Erev Pesach, then it's called Shaloi then it's shaloi bizmanoi, it's not the time of Pesach, then this korban Pesach becomes a korban shlomim. And lishmoi, when one shechts this animal lishmoi, which means l'shem korban Pesach, then it will be shechted. Then lishmoi means l'shem Pesach, irrespective of when you shecht it. If you shecht it shaloi lishmoi, it means you're shechting this korban Pesach in the name of that it should be a shlomim. And when so on Erev Pesach, one has to shecht the Korban Pesach lishmoi. When shechting the Korban Pesach any other time of the year, one has to shecht it sheloi lishmoi, because you want to shecht it as a shlomim, not as a Pesach. So Rav Chisda says, Pesach sheshochatoi bachutz. If you shecht the Korban Pesach outside the Azara, b'shai mois hashana, the rest of the year, is the Korban Pesach fit to be shechted in the Azara the rest of the year, not on Erev Pesach? Well, not in its Korban Pesach state, yes, in its Shlomim state. So the Rav Chisda says, Lishmoi, if you shecht it, L'shem Pesach, outside the Azara, Potter is going to be Potter from Koros for Shchutei Chutz, because shechting this Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach inside the Azara would not be fit now. It's not Erev Pesach. Sheloi Lishmoi. However, if you're going to shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem Shlomim, and if you were to shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem Shlomim in the Azara any time of the year, it would be kosher. If you shecht it outside the Azara, it's chayev for Shchutei Chutz. That was what Rav Chisda. We're soon going to see another two opinions about this, but that was Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that the rest of the year, Pesach l'shem Pesach is potter for Shchutei Chutz, Pesach l'shem Shlomim is chayev for Shchutei Chutz. Says the Gemara, the only reason that he's chayev for shchutei chutz for Pesach in the rest of the year b'shai mois hashana is because he shechted it shaloi lishmoi. He shechted it l'shem shlomim. Hostom, if he shechted it without having anything in it in mind, not shlomim and not Pesach, lishmoi hu. Then because this animal was first made into a korban Pesach, and if you don't have in mind explicitly that you want it to be shechted for a shlomim, we assume you were shechting it for a korban Pesach. That's its namesake. Hostoma lishmoihu. Upotur, and he's going to be potur. And for all intents and purposes, we've got here now two cases that we've mentioned where this korban Pesach is shechted outside the Azara and is potur. One, when he shechts it explicitly lishmoi, he says, I'm shechting it as a korban Pesach. Or Stoma, which is Lishmoi, which is what the Gemara determined is Lishmoi and is Potter. And the Gemara is asking, Va'amai, even if he shechts it l'shem Pesach, why should he be Potter, for Shchutei Chutz? Because how did we explain it? Since shechting a korban Pesach l'shem Pesach in the Azara the rest of the year is possible. You can't shecht a korban Pesach l'shem Pesach. It's not the time of Korban Pesach. Since it's not fit to be a Korban Pesach in the Azara, if you shecht it as a Korban Pesach outside the Azara, you're going to be potter. Asks the Gemara, Va'amai, why don't you say, Leima hoil v'roi sheloi lishmoi bifnim? If you say that since, in the same way as we said that the two chatois, the two he-goats, they're your chayev if you shecht them outside the Azara, if it's before the Goyrol, because either of them could have been made into a different korban, into the korban musaf, say the same here. I know that I shechted it l'shem Pesach, but I could have shechted it l'shem shlomim, and then it would have been fit in the Azara. So why am I potter for shchutei chutz? Hoyel v'roi sheloi lishmoi bifnim. It was fit to be shechted sheloi lishmoi inside. Answers the Gemara, hochi hashta. Hosom boya akira. In the case of the korban Pesach and korban Shlomim, all the while you don't explicitly say that it's l'shem Shlomim. We take it for granted it's a korban Pesach, because you need an akira. You have to uproot the original status of this korban from being a korban Pesach. Since you need to do an act of uprooting it, of undermining its original status, that's similar to Mechusar Maisa. If it's similar to Mechusar Maisa, then it's not fit to be in the Azara. But however, in the case of these Chatois, Loi Boya Akira, You don't need to uproot the status of chatos, because originally they were going to be chatos, either chatos l'Hashem, chatos apnimis, or la'azazel. And now we're saying, says of Chizda, since it's fit to be a different chatos, the Musaf Yom Kippurim, that doesn't need an act of undoing its original status. Therefore, it's not considered mechusar ma'isa. If it's not considered mechusar ma'isa, it's considered fit to be in the Azara. If it's considered fit to be in the Azara, then if you shecht outside the Azara, you're chayev for shchutei chutz. So we've just seen a seeming contradiction between Rav Chisda, one of Samach Beis Amud Beis, where Rav Chisda says that since the chatos, those two goats, could have been shechted as a soir anase b'chutz, we say hoyil, and he'll be chayef ha-shchutei chutz. And then we saw another of Chizda that said that shechting a korban Pesach, that if one shechted it lishmoy, then he's potur. And we don't say, since he could have shechted it shaloi lishmoy, he's chayef ha-shchutei chutz. We asked the contradiction, and we answered that there's a difference between the transition between the Pesach being Pesach and Pesach being Shlomim, that you need an Akira, and the transition between the Chatois being a Chatos of either Chatos Apnimis or Azazel and Chatos Soyer Shanase Hanase Bachutz. So the Gemara is saying, Rabba Barasimi Masni Luhu Bidarabba, Vekashi Leidarabba Adarabba, Umashani Kedushaninon. Rabba Barasimi, he learned that there was. It was Rabba that said the original statement. It was Rabba that said the second statement. And the Gemara asked the contradiction between the two Rabbas and answered the same way as we answered. So Rabba Barasimi is just saying that the whole dialogue we just had now was not with Rav Chisda, but was with Rabba. So that was the opinion of Rav Chisda. So let's recap. Rav Chisda says that shechting a korban Pesach, l'shem Pesach, which is l'shmoy, he's going to be potter for shchutei chutz because it could not be shechted inside the Azara as a korban Pesach. If he shechts it shaloi lishmoy, he shechts it l'shem shlomim. Since he could shecht it l'shem shlomim inside the Azara, if he shechts it l'shem shlomim outside the Azara, then he's going to be chayev for shchutei chutz. And we just said that if he shechts it l'shem Pesach, we don't say hoyel that he could have shechted it l'shem shlomim, because that needs an Akira, and since Akira is considered a type of a Maisa, it's Mechusar Maisa, he's not Chayef HaShchutei Chutz. That was the opinion of Rav Chisda. Now we're going to have another two opinions, Rav Dimi and Rovin. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said that Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yirmiya said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, who was in Eretz Yisrael, as follows, Pesach sheshochatei b'chutz b'shayim o'is ha'shono, if you shecht a korban Pesach outside the Azara the whole year round, bein lishmoy, bein sheloi lishmoy potur. He says, not only if you shecht it lishmoy l'shem Pesach, he's going to be potur, even if you shecht it l'shem shlomim, he's going to be potur. Why? Why should he be potur if you shecht it l'shem shlomim? Since l'shem shlomim is fit to be shechted in the Azara, he should be chayef for shchutei chutz. So Amr of Dimi says that Amrita Lishmaitai discussed this quote in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Kamedi Rabbi Yirmiya. It was Rabbi Yirmiya who said it in the name of Rabbi Yechonon. Says Rav Dimi, I went to discuss with Rabbi Yirmiya what he said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, and I asked him, Bishleim Lishmoy, I can understand when you shecht this Korban Pesach, L'shem Korban Pesach, D'haloi Chazilei, it's not fit to be shechted in the Azara. It's not Erev Pesach. So therefore, there's no chiyuv for shchutei chutz. Elo shaloi lishmoy, if I shecht it as a korban shlomim, amai, why should I be potter? Hachazilei shaloi lishmoy bifnim. It's fit to be shechted as a shlomim, which is considered shloi lishmoy in the Azara, so why should I not be chayef for shchutei chutz? V'omar li, Rav Yirmiya said to me, says Rav Dimi, that akira schutz lav shmo akira. This korban is intrinsically a korban Pesach. It was made a korban Pesach. There's a halacha that when you shecht a korban Pesach, not if you shecht it l'shem shlomim, the special halacha is learned out from Psukim that Pesach shaloi bizmanoi becomes a shlomim. But that special halacha is only when it's inside the Azara. When you shecht a korban shlomim, korban Pesach in the Azara l'shem shlomim, it's a kosher shlomim. Then indeed, it has the status of a shlomim. Outside the Azara, it does not lose its status of Korban Pesach, and therefore, it doesn't matter what you had in mind, it's not fit to be, as far as outside the Azara is concerned, it's only ever considered a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach b'shayim ois hashana is possible, and therefore there's no chorus for the Shchutei Chutz. That was the opinion of Rav Dimi, who says that even Nashem Shlomim, he'll be part of Shchutei Chutz, because since he holds you need to be Oikar from Pesach to Shlomim, like we saw before, in that aspect of Chizda agrees, but he says Akira outside the Azara is invalid. Ki also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, he said in the name of Rabbi Yirmi and the name of Rabbi Yechanon, the opposite. He said that Pesach sheshochatoi b'chutz b'shayim ois hashana bein nishmoi bein shloi lishmoi chayev. He says not only if you shecht it l'shem shlomim you're chayev, even if you shecht it l'shem korban Pesach, you're going to be chayev for shchutei chutz. V'afilu lishmoi. Can that be that even if you shecht the korban Pesach l'shem Pesach outside the Azara, you're going to be chayev? How can that be? V'otnan mechusar zman. We learned this halacha that if an animal is not fit because it's not yet the time, bein begufoy, either because the body of the animal is not yet fit to be a korban, for example, it's not yet the eighth day from when it was born, bein bebailim, or if the owners who are bringing it are not yet at a stage where they're allowed to or supposed to be bringing it. And then, for example, ve'ezu mechusas man bebailim, what example would that be? Azov, Vazova, Vayuledes, Vamatsira, that all these have to bring korbanos only from a certain point and on. You cannot bring it too early. Sheikrivu chatosum, if they brought their korban chatos, or in the case of the Matsira, there's also an Osham, Vashamom, Bachutz, if they shechted their korbanos outside the Azara, then they are potter, because these korbanos are not yet fit to be shechted in the Azara. And you cannot bring them as a nedava, as a voluntary korban, because chatos n'osham cannot be brought as a nedava. So they have to be brought only for the choiv. For the choiv, we're talking here that he did it mechusar zman, they did it too early. Since it's mechusar zman, it's not yet fit for the Azara, so you're potter for shchutei chutz. However, oilu sem, if the oila u'shlomim b'chutz, if they shecht the korban oila or korban shlomim outside the Azara, over there they'll be chayev, because the oila and shlomim could be fit for the Azara even before the time if they're brought as a nedava, not as a chayva. V'omer Rav Chilkiya Bar Tovi explained, lo yishonu, this that we said, that if they shecht the chatos and the osham b'chutz outside the Azara, that they're potter. Why are they potter? Because they're not fit to be shechted in the Azara yet, because it's mechusar zman, it's not yet the right time. That's only true elo lishmoi. That's only if you shecht the korban osham l'shem korban osham. Aval sheloi lishmoi. If you shecht the korban osham l'shem oila or l'shem shlomim outside the Azara, chayev, you'll be chayev, because even though it's not yet the time to bring the osham as a chayva before the time, however, if one brings it l'shem shlomim or l'shem oila, it will be kosher inside the Azara. And because we know that the other korbanos, besides for korban chatos, the korban osham, for example, if one shechts it, sheloi l'shmoi, that means if one shechts it in the name of a different korban, then it's kosher. It's a smishna at the beginning of Masechah Zvachim. And since it's fit to be shechted in the Azara, if one shechts it outside the Azara, he'll be chayev. So says the Gemara, Lishmoi miyo potor. However, Rav Chilkiya Bar Tovi says that if you shecht the osham, l'shem osham, before the time, and you shecht it outside the Azara, and it's mechusar zman, it's not yet ready in the case of a nozir where there's an osham, for example, that if he shechts it before the time that he's supposed to bring his osham, he's going to be potter, because it's not yet fit to be shechted in the Azara. Am I? Why is that true? Neima, why don't we say, Hoyl ru'uyin sheloi lishmoi bifnim? Say, since the osham could have been shechted inside the Azara, l'shem oilo, l'shem shlomim, it's fit to be in the Azara. If it's fit to be in the Azara, you should be chayev outside the Azara. Why is it different to what Rovin said, that Korban Pesach, let's go right back to where we started with Rovin. He said that Korban Pesach, even if you shecht it l'shem Pesach outside the Azara, you're chayev. Why are you chayev if you shecht it l'shem Pesach? It's not fit to be shechted in the Azara l'shem Pesach. And then how do we explain it? Must be because it could have been shechted l'shem Shlomim. So even though he shechted it l'shem Pesach, he could have shechted l'shem Shlomim. It's called fit in the Azara. So he'll be chayev outside the Azara? If so, here also, why does Rav Chilki Bar Tovi say that if you shecht the Osham, l'shem Shlomim and l'shem Oila, outside the Azara, that's when it's chayiv v'shchutei chutz. But if you shecht the Osham l'shem Osham, mechusar zman, he's potter for shchutei chutz, because inside the Azara it's not yet roi. Why don't you say it's roi to have been shechted l'shem Oila or l'shem Shlomim? Says the Gemara, no. You misunderstood what Rovin said, or Rabbi Yirmi is explaining Rabbi Yechonon now. That when it says Pesach Sheshachatoi Bechutz, B'shayim Mois Hashono, Bein Lishmoi, Bein Lishloi Lishmoi Chayev, and we don't understand, or we're coming to town on this idea, that if you shech the Korban Pesach, L'shem Korban Pesach, outside the Azor, Yochayev Hashchut Eichutz, and we asked, or we're trying to understand, why should you be Chayev? It's not fit to be in shechted in the Azor, because it's not Erev Pesach. And we thought it means, since it could have been shechted L'shem Shlomim. No. It seems from Chilki Bar Tovi we don't say that. So the reason over there that is chayev is not because it could have been shechted as a shlomim, but rather because it is a shlomim. Hochi hashda hosom, in the case of the osham, when you shecht an osham, and if you say that hoil that I could have shechted it l'shem shlomim or l'shem oilo, that's an akira again. Since I have to undermine its initial status of osham, that's considered an akira, and since you need an akira, it's a mechusar maisa, and there's not chayev for shchutei chutz. Hocha, ever Pesach, b'shayim mois hashono, shlomim ninu. Not like we said before that in order to make a Pesach into a shlomim, you need akira. No, you don't need akira. It is a shlomim, and therefore, since it is a shlomim, it's fit as is. Without akira, it's fit to be shechted in the Azara. Since it's fit to be shecht in the Azara, then you chayev if you shecht it outside the Azara, even if you shecht it l'shem Pesach. And it's worth pointing out, the Gemara is soon going to mention this, that Rav Chilki Bar Tovi, he said that if you shecht the Osham l'shem Oila or l'shem Shlomim, indeed he'll be chayev for shchutei chutz, because he could have shechted it that way in the Azara, even though it's mechusar zman, even though it's not yet the time to bring the Osham, but if you shecht it l'shem Oila or l'shem Shlomim, then it would be fit in the Azara, so he's chayev. Just the Gemara explained that you don't say hoil, you don't say if you shecht the Osham l'shem Osham b'chutz, he should be chayev for shchutei chutz, because it could have been roi to be l'shem Oila l'shem Shlomim, that we don't say. Why? Because it's boya akira. Because that's considered a mechusar maisa, because you have to undo the status of osham. But what we do see here is that if you do it, if you undo it yourself, that means if you take this osham and you shecht it l'shem oilo and l'shem shlomim outside the Azara, he'll be chayev for shchutei chutz. And this is not like we saw before with Rav Dimi. The Rav Dimi said that anything that needs an akira, and you cannot do an akira outside the Azara, and he'd be potter. So in that aspect, Rav Chilki Bar Tovi is arguing with Rav Dimi. The Rav Dimi says that akira schut lav shma akira, and according to Rav Chilki Bar Tovi, akira schut is called an akira. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Masni Chayev Kedom Rinon. When Rav Ashi learned about Rovin, he also learned that Rovin said in the name of Rabbi Yirmi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, that Pesach Sheshochatoi Bachutz, B'shar Yemoy Sashono, Bein Lishmoy, Bein Shaloi Lishmoy, is Chayev, as we saw before in our text of the Gemara in Rovin. However, Rabbi Yirmi Midifti Masni Potur, Rav Yirmi Midifti held that Rovin holds the same as Rav Dimi, that is Potter. That Pesach B'shayim Mois Hashono, Bein Lishmoy, Bein Shloi Lishmoy, is Sheshochatei Bachutz, both are Potter. Kosovar, and Rovin holds exactly like we said before from Rav Dimi, that Pesach B'shayim Mois Hashono, Boya Akira, you have to uproot it. V'akira Schutz Lav Shma Akira, and unrooting and undermining an original status needs an akira, and an akira cannot be done outside the Azara. And since it cannot be done outside the Azara, it retains its status as Korban Pesach. And l'shem Pesach, it's not fit in the Azara at all, and therefore he's potter for shchutei chutz. Or pligi, and according to this, both not only Rav Dimi, but also Rovin will be arguing to Rav Chilki Bar Tovi, who, as we just explained, he holds that akira schut is shmo akira, and therefore, if the Nozir were to shecht his Osham l'shem oila or l'shem shlomim, outside the azara, even though it's not fit, even though it's mechusar zman, it's not yet time for osham. But if he uproots the title, the status of osham, and he does it l'shem oila or l'shem shlomim outside the azara, he will be chayav for shchutei chutz. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar. We just said at the beginning of the Gemara that mishehigri l'alem, if somebody were to shecht one of these two he goats outside the azara, shchutei chutz, after the goyrel was done, then chayev al shel shem. The chatos, the goat that was determined that it was going to be shechted inside the azara, chatos l'ashem, it's roi, it's fit to be roi lepesach oil moed, then it's going to be chayev for shchutei chutz. Upotor al shel azazel. However, the animal, the goat, that has now been determined is not going to be shechted in the azara, rather it's going to be sent to the azazel. There, since it's no longer, or it's not fit to be shechted in the azara, if it's shechted outside the azara, he will not be chayev for shchutei chutz. And we have to find a source for that. And the point that we need a source for is because this azazel was ro'i lepesach oil moed, it was in the azara. It did come in, that's where the goyrel was done. The goyrel was done in the azara. So even though it was fit and was supposed to be in the azara at some point, we need a source that in the parish of shchutei chutz, it's excluded. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Ish ish mi beis Yisroel, ashe yishchat shoyr oy kesev oy eiz b'machne, oy ashe yishchat michutz l'machne, ve'el pesach oy el moed loy hevioi lahakriv korban l'ashem. That's what it says in the Pasuk of shchutei chutz, that you chay for shchutei chutz when a korban l'ashem is shechted outside the azara. And there's a braisa elsewhere in the Torah's Kehanim that we learn from the word korban a different halacha. And we don't need to now go into that halacha, the halacha of chulin ba'azara. It's not worth delving into that now. The Gemara here is saying, the braisa is saying that e korban, maybe we learn from this word korban when it says in the Pasuk, Vel pesach el moed lehevi'u lehakriv korban, what do we learn from the word korban? Shemeani, I would assume, or I could learn, that afilu kotri bedek habayis, even if you have an animal, an unblemished animal, that's not got kedusha of kedushas haguf, it's not been made into a korban, however, it has been dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, it's called kotri bedek habayis, normally kotri bedek habayis has to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, or sold, and the money used for the Beis HaMikdash. Here we have an animal that theoretically could be shechted as a korban, but it's not called kedushas haguf, it's just kedushas bedek habayis. Shenikru korban, it's also called korban, because all kotche bedek habayis are called korban. Kein in shenemar, as we see in a different pasuk, vanakriv is korban Hashem, that, and over there in the pasuk is clearly not talking about animals. Nonetheless, it's bedek habayis, and it's called korban. So I may have thought that anything that has the title of korban, that's shechted outside the azara, you'll be chayev for shchutei chutz. Talmud Leima, that's why it says, ve'el pesach oil moed loy hevioi. The pasuk says that who's chayev, when is one chayev for shchutei chutz, when one didn't bring it into the oil moed, into the azara. And that means that kol haroi lepesach oil moed, only a type of animal that's fit and is supposed to be brought into the azara to be shechted, namely a korban, which has kedushas haguf, chayev alof bachutz. If you shecht it outside, you'll be chayev. Kol she'enu roi lepesach oil moed, however, a regular korban of kedushas bedek habayis, which is not fit to come into the azara, there's nothing for it to do in the azara. Ein chayev alof bachutz. Then, if you shecht it outside the azara, you will not be chayev for shchutei chutz. Oitzi elu, what does that exclude? Excludes the any type of kochim of bedek habayis shein roin ruin lepesach oil moed v'loy oitzi, and we'll leave the poras chatos. Rashi says it doesn't belong here. V'loy oitzi soir hamishtalech shehu roi lovoy el pesach oil moed. However, when it comes to the soir hamishtalech, this goat that's going to be sent to the azazel, however, you cannot exclude this from this pasuk because it is roi Le Pesach Oil Moed. The Goyrel was done in the Pesach Oil Moed. It's waiting in the Azara. It has to be in the Azara for the time being. So I may have thought that since this Korban, which is going to be Lazozel, is considered Roi for the Pesach Oil Moed, if you shecht it outside, you'll be Chayev. Talmud Leima, that's why it says in that same Pasuk, Lahakriv Korban, Lashem. Lashem means Misha Miuchodim Lashem. Only if it's dedicated to be Miuchodim Lashem, it's going to be Kodshe Mizbeach, it's going to go on the Mizbeach. Yotzu Elu, to exclude the Soir La'azazil, She'en Miuchodim Lashem, it's not going to be Lashem, it's not going on to the Mizbeach, it's going La'azazil. So here we have the source to what we were looking for, that if one shechts the korban, the soyer, which is la'azazel, outside the azara, he's potur, which is what we said right at the beginning of the Gemara. This was the source. Asks the Gemara, v'lashem, we just said now that from the word v'lashem, when it says in the pasuk korban lashem, lahoitzi is coming to exclude. What's it coming to exclude? The korban la'azazel, which is ro'i to be el pesach el moed, but it's not miyuchad lashem. So you see that the word lashem comes to exclude something. V'lashem lahoitzihu uraminu. We're going to ask a contradiction to this regarding a korban which is mechusar zman. That what does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk says shoyer oy kesev oy eiz ki volid v'hoyo shivas yomim tachas imoy. For the first 7 days, it stays with its mother, is not allowed to be shechted as a korban. Only from the 8th day and on, yirotze lekorban ishe lashem. Only from the 8th day is an animal allowed to be offered as a korban. So it says in the pasuk, yirotze lekorban ishe lashem, elu ishim. We're talking about korbanos that are going to be burnt on the mizbeach. Minayin shelo yakdishenu. How do you know that you shouldn't even be makdish a korban, you shouldn't dedicate a korban, an animal for a korban, before the 8th day, mechusar zman, Talmud leimar, because it says in the pasuk that v'holo yirotze lekorban ishe Hashem. What does it mean from the word korban? It shouldn't even be considered a korban already. As soon as you make it into a korban and you say harezu oilo, harezu chatos, whatever it may be, the moment you do that, it's considered a korban. Don't even make it into a korban. Never mind shecht it. Of course, you're not allowed to shecht it. The ishim is not allowed to go on the mizbeach before the 8th day, but you shouldn't even make it into a korban before the 8th day. When it says in the pasuk Lashem, what does that mean? L'rabois soir amishtaleach. That we learn from Lashem to say that even the soir amishtaleach is included in this. Do not make it into a soir amishtaleach before the 8th day. So you see here that the word Lashem is coming to include. That is l'rabois the soir amishtaleach. Answers the Gemara. Omar Rava. Hasam me'inyana dekra. You always have to look in context and then you'll understand how we make the drashas. Hasam, in the case of Shchutei Chutz, but what does it say in the Pasuk, the El Pesach? It says El Pesach Oil Moed, anything that is fit to come El Pesach Oil Moed to the exclusion of Kotche Bedek Abayis is Chayef for Shchutei Chutz. L'rabois, it would seem to include even the Soira Mishtalech, which comes into the Azara. Lashem, that's why the word Lashem, Lahoitzi, excludes and says no, that it doesn't include the Soira Azazel, even though it has to come into the Azara, since it's not Miyuchodim Lashem, it's going La'azazel, it's not included in the Issa or in the Chiyuv or Shchutei Chutz. However, Hocha, in the Pasuk of Mechusar Zman, the Ishe Lahoitzi, when it says from the words Ishe, Yirotze lekorban ishe, I may have thought only something that's actually burnt on the mizbeach is included in the issa of mechusar zman, not to make it hekdush before the 8th day. That's why the word lashem is coming to do l'rabbi is to include and say no, even though the lazazel is not going to be ishe, it's not going to be burnt on the mizbeach, it's going lazazel. Nonetheless, you should not make a korban lazazel before the 8th day from when it was born. Continues the Gemara, Tama de Rabbi Rachmona. It's only because it says the word Lashem, we're talking now about Mechusar Zman, before the 8th day from when it was born, that only because it says Lashem, from there we know, don't make the Korban La'azazil before the 8th day. Haloi Rabbi, had it not said the word Lashem, Havamina I would have said, Soira Mishtaleach, Kodosh b'Mechusar Zman. That the Soira Mishtaleach, you can make it into a Soira Mishtaleach even before the 8th day. That's what it seems from here. As we said before, that we learn that from the fact that since it's not going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, so it's not included in the Ishe, if it's not burnt on the Mizbeach, then it's not got the restrictions of of the eighth day from when it was born. But this is very schwer, says the Gemara. How does an animal become la'azazil? Only with the geirel. A geirel means that we have two goats, and either of them could be the chatos la'shem and could be the azazil. The lots will determine which is which. You cannot do the geirel unless it's both of the animals are ro'i to be a chatos apnimis. A chatos apnimis, which goes on the mizbeach, certainly, when the blood gets applied on the mizbeach, certainly cannot be with before the eighth day. You cannot shecht a korban before the eighth day from when it was born. So why do I need a special pasuk to say that the korban la'azazel should only be made from the eighth day when it was born? It has to be from the eighth day when it was born, just by virtue of the fact that every korban la'azazel theoretically could have been the korban which is chatos la'shem. And if it's chatos la'shem, of course it has to be from the eighth day. So why do I need a special pasuk for this? And we're going to have in the Gemara now four explanations, four answers to this. Omer of Yosef, the first attempt, the Havamin of Rav Yosef. Hamani Chonon HaMitzri. This is the opinion of Chonon HaMitzri. He, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chonon HaMitzri Oymir. We're talking about what happens if after the Geirol, the Korban La'azazel dies. So Chonon HaMitzri says, not after the Korban, after the Geirol. After the Geirol, they've made the Geirol, this is Chatos Lashem, this is La'azazel, and now the Azazel one dies. Afilu dam bekois, even if you've already shechted the soyer apnimis, and you've already got the blood collected in the cup, nonetheless, maybe chaveri, just bring another goat, and we'll say that's going to be the Azazel, or mezavik lo, and pair it up with the blood of the soyer, which is Chatos Lashem, and then you have another. Then you have the Azazel. So you see clearly that according to Chonon HaMitzri, there's a case where you have a Soyer la'Azazel that never had the potential of being a Chatos la'Hashem. Because we're talking about that you already had an Azazel and it died, you're just bringing another goat. That second Azazel one, the second Soyer which is going la'Azazel, that didn't need a Geirel. If it didn't need a Geirel, and then we may have thought it can be even less than 8 days old. It's not going on the Mizbeach. That's why I need the Pasuk Lashem. That was the first explanation, says Rav Yosef. And now the Gemara is going to refute this. The Gemara is going to say, let's look closely at the words of Chonon HaMitzri. All he says is, Afilu dam bekois. Even you've already shechted the soyer, which is Chatos Lashem, and the blood is already been collected. Maybe Chaveri Mezaviglo, you can bring another soyer to be the Azazel, the pair of this Chatos that's already been shechted. Eimer de Shamos lechonon HaMitzri, de Lesli de Chuyin. All Chonon HaMitzri says is that you do not need to throw away the blood of the Chatos that you already shechted, and you don't need to start from scratch with a new Geirol, a new Chatos Lashem, and a new La'azazel. It's a Machloikas Tanoim. So I see from Chonon HaMitzri that we do not reject the blood. De Lesli Hagrola Mishamosle. Dilma Maisi or Magril. How do you know that he says you don't do a geirel? Maybe you bring two animals and you do a geirel. One of them chatos la'shem, one of them la'azazel. The azazel one will be paired up with the blood of the original chatos la'shem, and the second chatos la'shem, whatever will be done with it, will have to be done with it. It will be left to graze, and they'll sell when it gets a mum, they'll sell it as one does with these korbanos. And if you have to do the geirol, then it has to be that either of the two animals could theoretically be Lashem, could be a Chatos Lashem, and therefore it has to be on the eighth day. So you don't have any source from Chonon HaMitzri that you can actually just take a Soyer la'Azazel without it being able to be a Chatos Lashem. So that first answer of Rav Yosef falls away. Elam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a different answer. This is answer number two, Homani Reb Shimon. This is the opinion of Reb Shimon, who he says explicitly that you do not need a geirol. De Tanya, Meis Echod Mehem, Mevi Chaveri Sheloi Bagrola, Divir Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says explicitly that if the Korban La'azazel dies, you bring another Soyer, and you do not need a geirol, just bring another Soyer to be a pair with the Chatos Lashem. Since over here, this, you do not need a geirol, so I may have thought, since this is initially being dedicated as a soyer, la'azazel, and it's not going on the Mizbeach, and it's not even being drawn, that means it doesn't even have to be able to go on the Mizbeach, maybe it can be done before the eighth day. That's why we need the Pasuk Lashem to say that no, even la'azazel, it has to be on the eighth day. That was the second explanation. Ravina Omar, explanation number three, Kegoyin Shehumam V'chilu Loyal Achir. We're talking about the korban, the soil la'azazel had a mum, it became blemished, and now we are being mechalel, we are redeeming it onto another soil la'azazel, I mean onto another goat. We're taking another goat and we're saying that the status of the soil la'azazel should apply to this other goat. This other goat doesn't need a goyrel. All we're doing is we're transferring the status from one animal to another animal. I may have thought that second animal, which has never got to be a chatos l'ashem, or never got to be able to be a chatos l'ashem, because there's no goyrol, I may have thought that it doesn't have to be on the eighth day. That's why we need l'ashem to say it has to be on the eighth day. Says the Gemara, who told you at all that if the korban soyer l'azazel has a mum, it becomes posel? Where do you know that from? If it becomes posel, I can understand that after it becomes posel, you have to transfer the kedusha and redeem it onto another animal. And then we can understand what Ravina said. But who told you that there's a concept of a blemish by a korban la'azazel? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says, "Averes eishavur eicharot eyabeles eigarav eyalefes," which are different mumin, "loy sakrivu eile l'ashem ve'ishe loy sitnu mehem al hamizbeach l'ashem." So what do we learn from that? From the words "ve'ishe loy sitnu mehem elu hachalovim," that the chaylev of these Balimum are not allowed to go on the Mizbeach. Ein li'elo kulon, I may have thought only all the chalovim mustn't go onto the Mizbeach, miktsoson, but just a kazayas of them, minayin, how do you know that even just a kazayas of the chalev of the Balimum is not allowed to go on the Mizbeach? Talmud Lema, mayhem, says v'ishe lo yisitnu mayhem, even just part of them. Al ha-Mizbeach, what do we learn from the words al ha-Mizbeach? Zuzrikas domim, that you're not allowed to apply the blood of the Balmum onto the Mizbeach. Lashem, what do we do with the last word of that pasuk, Lashem? L'rabbis soira mishtaleach. That even soira mishtaleach is, even though it's not going onto the Mizbeach, but if it's a Balmum, that it becomes pasul. And now, so we see clearly that even a soira mishtaleach, if it's a Balmum, one has to transfer it to another animal. I need a pasuk to tell me that the soyer la'azazel is not allowed to be a balmum, and I need a pasuk to tell me that the soyer la'azazel has to be at least on the eighth day. If it would only say one of them, if it would only say that the soyer la'azazel has to be at least on the eighth day, I may have thought that's because it's too young. So we can understand it cannot be used as a korban soyer la'azazel, aval balmum. But I may have thought that if it's a blemished animal, at the end of the day, it's old enough, the time has come that it could be a korban, a meloy. I may have thought that the concept of a balmum doesn't pasul for the azazel, because it's not going on the mizbeach. Vikos of rachmona balmum, and had the pasuk just said that the halachas of balmum apply to azazel, mishum demois, I would have said, because since it's a korban, it's a soyer la'azazel, it's mois, it's not nice to use a blemished animal. But if it's just too young, there's nothing degrading about it. I may have thought that the halachas of the age don't apply since it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. That's why I need a pasuk for both. So that was the third explanation. Ravina says that we have a korban la'azazel that doesn't have a geirol, and since it doesn't have a geirol, I may have thought it can be used an animal even less before the eighth day. That's why we need Lashem. Rava says, Rava Omar, the fourth explanation, this is halacha discussed elsewhere in Shas, is posuk in the Torah. One's not allowed to shecht an animal and its mother on the same day. So what happens if you have now a korban soyer la'azazel, and it was going to be sent away, it was going to be used, and for some reason, even though it's Yom Kippur, you're not normally allowed to shecht on Yom Kippur, but somebody had a seriously sick person who was dangerous, he had to eat on Yom Kippur, they had to shecht an animal, and the only animal that they had with them is the mother of this Soir La'azazil. So they shechted the mother of the Soir La'azazil, and the halacha is that on this day, you're not allowed to shecht the child of that mother. The Soir La'azazil is not allowed to be shechted. So for all intents and purposes, this is also a type of mechusar zman. It might be after 8 days old, but it's still a day too early because its mother was shechted today. You cannot shecht it till tomorrow. So that's a case that since at the time that the geirul was done, it was not yet oisiv es benoi, the mother had not yet been shechted, and therefore it was allowed to be brought as the korban la'azazel, and even though after the geirul was done, it's now become, so to speak, mechus es manoi, I may have thought that it's okay to bring the korban la'azazel. That's why I need the pasuk la'ashem to say no, you're not allowed to bring it because it's considered mechusar zman, not as in age, rather because the mother was shechted that day, and you're not allowed to use it as, you're not allowed to shecht this animal, this korban, on the same day. Asks the Gemara v'chiyai gavnami, oh sir, I don't understand, the whole concept of oisev es benoi is only if you shecht it. This korban azazel is not going to be shechted. Lo yisishchatu. Omar Rachmona, it says just you're not allowed to shecht the mother and the child on the same day. This korban azazel is not being shechted, it's going to be thrown onto the rocks of the azazel. Answers the Gemara, Omri b'marova, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say that the chiyosei letzuk, throwing it over the cliffs, zuhi shchitase, that is considered as, so to speak, on some level, it has the status of shchita. The Mefarashim explain regarding why that, what ramifications that has, but it's considered shchita. And therefore, the halachas of oisiv es benoi could apply. But I may have thought, since at the time you did the geirul, it was not yet oisiv es benoi, the mother was still alive, you're allowed to send the azazel. That's what it says in the Pasuk Lashem to tell us that no, even regarding the azazel, if it's mechusar zman, and in this case, because the mother was shechted that day, you're not allowed to send this azazel in this state. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.